Jimmy, South Philly, you're on 610 WIP.
We have walked this walk before.
Jimmy Head.
And we will walk it again.
My boy, Jimmy Head. Dick, you know the Jimmy Head.
Yes, I do.
There is no silver lining to this dark cloud, except maybe that the young generation around here finally understands what the old heads have been complaining about, Manny Mota and Leon Stickle. Now this young generation has its own Eagles 2003. And
we're like brothers now. We're all in the same boat, Jimmy.
Yes, yes. And are you going to take the pledge that you will not make Super Bowl reservations? You will gladly scramble around after the Eagles are invited to the Super Bowl.
Hey, I made that reservation in Jacksonville the other day.
Well, you know, you can do what you do. You know, you're just being recalcitrant because you just want to do what you're going to do.
No, I had not made reservations.
You know, last year at this time, we had a goal, a specific goal, get home field for next year so we could beat the Rams. What is our goal going into camp next year?
Well, I want to ask you that because, you've been an Eagle fan for numerous years. I mean, can you now, going into next year, get as excited?
If they go 16-0 in the regular season, you still got to win two home games. So you won't see the hype next year because everybody's going to have it in the back of their mind that the gods will always be against us. And I'm still getting over it. I mean, try reading that game log, you know, the play-by-play off the Internet. Oh, my God, it's a tragedy.
Well, you look at the field position. You look at the field position, cuz.
Oh.
I mean, horrible. I mean, you got that kind of field position. It's a crime that you don't win that game or score more points than.
And to break our championship snide, it would have been great to have the most important franchise in our town do it.
Yep. Wrong. It's up to the Phils, brother. All right, Hedrick. We'll talk to you soon.